Micron CEO Steve Appleton died in a plane crash at the Boise Airport Friday morning. The 51-year-old was at the helm of the Boise, Idaho-based memory chip company for nearly 20 years. Scott Key has the latest on the crash investigation.
Micron's Steve Appleton was flying what's described as an experimental fixed-wing aircraft made by Lance Air. Zoe Kelleher, an investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board, says Appleton's first takeoff attempt was cut short. He landed and returned to a hangar. According to witnesses, his plane ran into trouble soon after a second takeoff.
After reaching about 100 to 200 feet above ground level, the aircraft banked. It did a steep bank and stalled. Thereafter, it rolled into the ground, pretty much contacting the terrain inverted.
The 51-year-old Appleton was an avid flyer. He crashed another plane in 2004 in the Boise area. The NTSB concluded pilot error was a factor in that accident. Kelleher says the preliminary investigation will take about 5 days. A final investigation can take as long as 1 year.